Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
And good afternoon, good evening, whenever you actually see this broadcast. Oh my God, past couple days, God is really having me dealing with the men. And I understand why. Going into a season where my assignment is to intercede for men. And so the other day, actually yesterday, I got this question about how did it look and what was your process when you came home? And how did you, you know, how did you walk away? How did you get out of the old you? And so when God gave me this opportunity, I had to make a choice. Do I want to live or do I want to die? I had to literally make that choice. And that choice was, I wanted to live. And so I had absolutely no idea of what it was going to take to actually do it. Kind of like woke up, right? And I'm looking at this dark road, like this, it's like walking, you know, you're on a dark road and there's no lights on the side, but all you see is this little light at the end of this road, and you don't know how long this road is. You don't know how long it's going to take you to get down to this light. I just saw this light, and God just said, I just need you to walk. And the walk was me having to walk back through everything that I've done, everything that I've said, every person that I've hurt, all of this stuff. I had to walk back through it. And because I'm looking at this light and I'm thinking to myself, dude, am I ever going to get to this light? Is this ever going to be something that I can actually do? But going through this process, one thing God kept saying to me was, keep your eyes on my son. Keep your eyes on my son. Remember who my son is. Remember what he died for. I'm just going over these things. I'm like, you know, I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. That's all I could say. That's all I knew what to say was, I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. Because when I say I had to go back through those things, so I'm going back through pornography. I'm going back through trauma. I'm going back through hurt. I'm going back through, you know, the bad conversations, the broken marriage, the broken family, the hurt of my children, the hurt of my wife, the hurt of the people that I've caused over a time period. So now I'm going back all through these things, but God is constantly, is really and truly asking me to keep my eyes on Jesus. So when I talked about the PPK is because it helped me to understand, like at some point in scripture, it reads that Jesus was the high priest. It reads that Jesus was a prophet. It reads that he was the king of kings. I've read that. And so what it does is it reminds me that if I'm in his image and likeness, then that's why I got to keep my focus. That's why I got to present myself. And so working on that place wasn't easy. I'm not saying that this is going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. And whoever telling you that this walk as being a Christian is going to be easy, the enemy is going to come at you in all different types of ways. Listen to me. So God gave me this scripture, right? So it was Ephesians 4. And I'm going to read Ephesians 4, and it's 21 to 24, because this was like the outline that he gave me to walk this thing out. So it says, assuming that you have really heard him and been taught by him as all truth in Jesus, embodied and personified in him, right? So now I'm having to think of this place where Jesus is teaching me. He's taught me how to go through, how to persevere, how to, you know, carry my cross, how to die to myself. How these things that I had to keep my eyes on, I had to find the scriptures to it. I had to remember what he actually did for me. and what God is asking me. Because when he told me to keep my eyes on, he says, you know, you know that we got that, you remember y'all used to, we used to have the little wristbands. It says, what would Jesus do? That wasn't what he was saying to me. He says, do what Jesus did. I need you to do what Jesus did. I don't need you to be thinking about what did Jesus do, because the scripture is going to tell you what he did. I need you to find the scriptures, and I need you to actually do this. I need you to present your body as a living sacrifice. I'm going to need you to really and truly understand the sacrifices that God has, that Jesus has made for myself. So I'm looking at this, right? And so I'm like, okay, I heard what God said. So now I'm finding these different scriptures, and I'm trying to stand on these scriptures. Now, I remind you now, when you write stuff down and you're out and about, you don't have those scriptures to go to. If you didn't memorize them and you don't know them, then they're not, what good is it going to be to you when the trouble hits? When those thoughts come. So when I was dealing with pornography, right? So the only thing I knew was to say was, I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. I'm trying to purify my mind. I'm trying to purify my thoughts. I'm trying to get myself into all truth. I'm trying to understand how to fight this thing. This was a struggle for me, because pornography was a struggle. It was a struggle. The drugs was a struggle. All of this stuff was a struggle. And because I had did it for so long, it was like a stronghold. It wasn't like a stronghold. It was a stronghold. And so it was hard for me to fight. And so here's the real battle. Here's the real battle. The battle starts in your mind, but here's the real battle. It says, in verse 22, it says, strip yourself of your former nature, putting off and discarding your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lust and desires that spring from delusions. Now, that's where I was. When I tell you that place right there, and I hear right now God saying that's where a lot of men are stuck at. Because we're trying to strip off of our old self, like trying to strip this thing away. But understanding that this stuff springs up, you know, the desires of your flesh, you know, they outweigh it. So I'm telling God, I'm like, God, I want your desires over my desires. You know, the delusion was thinking that I can actually do this on my own. Like, for real, I'm sitting here thinking that I'm gonna do this on my own. It says put off the and discard the old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lust and the desires that spring from delusions. Did y'all catch that? Lust and desires. How does the enemy come at you? How does he seduces you? He comes with, if lust is in your bloodline, then that's what he's going to tempt you with. If you're a delusional, I was delusional. Like, I ain't going to even lie to you, because as a kid, like, here it goes. As a kid, right? I would, because I desired family, because I desired a father, because I desired the whole family. I told you, I live with my grandmother. So I would make this stuff up in my mind. Like, I got a family, I have a father, I have a mother, I had a mother, and I had my brothers. So in my mind, I'm making up this whole family. This time I'm delusional. I'm like literally living this thing out. Like, somebody was to ask me, I would tell them that. I'm so far gone as a kid and growing up. I grew up with this thing. I grew up with a delusional place, because I mean, I'm getting married. My wife asked me a question and I lie. Delusion as a kid would cause you to be a liar, because you have a delusional mindset. You have a false sense of what's reality, what's real and what's not. It says, and the first thing it says, in all truth. First First of all, if you're not going to be true with your, with ourselves, then who are we going to be truthful with? So I was in this delusional place. So now I'm literally trying to, I keep saying I'm removing the scales because that was the thing that I was seeing. The things that the enemy was presenting to me, I was using that because that's what I was doing. That's what I was. And so it says, I had to strip this off. So it means I had to actually do something. It says, strip yourselves of your former nature. Putting off, discarding. That means you got to actually do something. It is what it is. It's work. You got to literally see it. If you're delusional, you don't see it. That's why yesterday or the other day, I was praying for the scales to be removed off of our eyes so that we could actually see what our problem was, because I couldn't see that. I couldn't see that. That wasn't something that I could see. But I'm trying to be a new man because I told God, like, listen, I'm choosing life, but I'm not understanding what this new life is going to look like because I lived this old life. Now I got to, when I say God, I choose life. Now I got to look what this new life going to look like. There's a new level of work. There's a new level of understanding. There's a new level of faith. There's a new level of righteousness. There's a new level of holiness. There's new levels to this stuff. It's not the old way. And I got stuck over and over, year after year, of not being able to strip myself. I'm wanting God to strip me. Now, that was probably the dumbest thing, to be wanting God to strip you when he's asking you to strip yourself. I don't want to strip you. I want you to be able to strip yourself because I need you to understand the process of how to get yourself out of situations, how to not allow stuff to get into your character, to get into your personality, to put you in a delusional place, because it said, disregard your old unrenewed self. All of those things that, oh, so man, you asking me about how do I become new? It's going to take some work. So you're going to have to evaluate yourself. What is it that you're trying to have new? Is your mind need to be renewed? Because, you know, we have to literally renew our mind daily because we're having to think differently. I pray that this thing is making sense to you. Because this stuff springs forth from delusion. First of all, I need you to realize the lust. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. See, hear what the enemy does right now. See this scripture right here that you're gonna have to you have to work with a lot, because the enemy would do this. This is what the enemy does in the marriage. So he'll cause a conflict, right? He will cause this thing of bad communication or dysfunctional communication, right? So you realizing that when you're speaking to each other, you're not speaking to each other in the proper manner that allows someone to be able to hear and understand exactly what you're saying, because the conversations have been loud. They have been disrespectful. All right. Can y'all hear me now? Can y'all hear me? Tell me something. Yes. All right. Let's go. All right. Well, I try to tell you, man, listen, we're trying to win. we're trying to win here, and the enemy just gonna hit me. That's all good. I'm not gonna even give him the time. So we still on Ephesians 4 and verse 22. We stripping off the old nature and putting on and disregarding your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life. So we trying to literally remove or disregard our old self, all of those things that you used to do. And I used to say, God, how in the world that you're going to remove all of this stuff that I've done? I didn't even understand how that was going to work. But you know what? I was willing to put in the work. I was just willing to pull in the work. I went to verse 23 and it says, and be consistently renewed in the spirit of your mind. I'm trying to tell you, you're going to have to consistently, listen, every day, all day, you're going to have to renew your mind. Why? The enemy going to tell you, you can't do this. You're not going to make it. She ain't going to want you. She don't like you. She hates you. You should go ahead and kill yourself. You should go ahead and look at that girl over there. Go ahead and lust after her. You might as well go ahead and talk to her. She might be good. Look at the girl on your job. I mean, when I tell you he's going to present you with every single thing. And you're going to have to, if your mind is not being renewed, you're going to fall for it. You'll fall for it. Listen to me. You'll fall for it. Because it's literally bringing you back into a delusional place. He's constantly trying to distract our minds. Our minds. Listen, even our spouse is like, well, what about this? You got to renew your mind daily. You can't hold no record of wrong. If a person done something to you, the Bible says that you shouldn't hold a record of wrong. But if you constantly bringing up the wrong, how could this person's mind be renewed if they're constantly getting bombarded in their mind with the things that they have already done? They know what they've done. Everybody know what they've done. I knew what I did. But my wife was not like when I came back my last time, she wasn't bringing up all of that old stuff. Because it was allowing me to renew my mind, to regenerate my mind, to understand that I can win, that I was taking one day at a time. I didn't want to smoke. I didn't want to drink. I didn't want to get on pornography. I didn't want to lie. I didn't want to cheat. Every single day was one day at a time. But if you getting bombarded with why you did this, why you couldn't be like this, why this and why that, the mind of a man goes to, I'm going to the roof, or I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. I can go out here and do bad by myself. If I'm already that bad, I'm gonna just stay out. That's what it was me. I ain't going home. I'm already bad. So why am I gonna go home and let somebody else tell me I'm bad? I can see that I'm bad. I can see my situation. I understand this. So I'm looking at this and God says, remember I kept saying, I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. So here's what I had to start doing, right? So it was a book by Apostle John Eckhart, Prayers That Rout Demons, right? And so I'm reading this book. I didn't know how to, I wasn't thinking about praying and all of that stuff. And so I got the book, right? And so I just started reading the book over and over and over and over, especially when it came to sexual perversion and all of these different things. So I'm just reading this book, right? And so one morning, God says, I had a struggle at work. And I was like, my God, this pornography just popping up. I'm like, I'm now thinking, I don't even have the book. I can't even find the scripture. So I'm like, I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. That's all I kept saying. I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. Got home, and that next morning, God says, I need you to read these scriptures and put them into your phone and put them into your recorder. Listen, I'm trying to help my mind right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to renew my mind daily. I'm trying to regenerate myself to being able to strip away the old man. So I had to be strategic in how I was going to win. So I started reading the stuff into my phone, right, in my recorder. So when anything pops up, I can go to my phone, put my ear pods in, and I can listen to myself. I'm not listening to somebody else pray over me. I'm listening to myself pray over myself, these scriptures, these prayers. I'm telling y'all, see, I'm trying to help myself become a better man. I was trying to help myself to literally come out of the perversion, come out of the, you know, it had self-deliverance stuff in there. So daily I'm listening to myself speak deliverance prayers over myself. So I'm trying to deliver my mind. I'm trying to deliver my body. I'm trying to deliver my soul from these soul ties, from this corruption, from the damage that I've done through the drinking regenerate my body, my liver. Listen to me. I'm not playing with this stuff. This is my strategy. This is how I I came back. This is my fight to come back. This is my process, my personal process. My wife was praying. My wife was helping. My wife was doing us. But let me tell you something. Men, there's work we got to do also. They can't do everything. They can't do everything. I know God gave them to be help me. I know he gave them to be thy help. But my God, are we going to be able to help them? Remember yesterday, yesterday, I said, the scriptures talked about submitting yourselves one to another. So you got to submit to this process. I'm going to submit to me putting in the work also. They can't just put in the work and you not put in the work. So I'm putting in this work. So I'm sitting here trying to not be delusional. So you know how embarrassing it is to tell your wife to stop talking right now because pornography is going on in my head? Because I had to outwit the enemy, because if I didn't tell her, I would have tapped back into the delusional place. I would have tapped back into the lust place, because now I'm not holding myself accountable for what I'm seeing and what I'm thinking. I know nobody don't want to talk about that. I know you don't want to say, I know you don't want to tell. The first thing you say, oh no, I ain't doing that. Well, she going to go off. Oh, she going to trip. Okay. Then she mess around and find it. Then what? Because you might as well go ahead and sell it. You trying to, don't allow the enemy to bamboozle you or trick you. You might as well go ahead and put it out there. I'm going back to 23 says, and be consistently renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Fresh every day, all day. Gotta have a fresh mental. You can't go back to rehearsing the old stuff that you did. You understand? Don't go back to the old stuff that you did, right? Because you'll rehearse that place, and then you'll find yourself in a mental state of, I can't do this. I'm just not gonna make it. Or you'll quit. Or you'll walk away, or you'll be easily seduced and pulled to something ungodly. The enemy would literally set you up and put obstacles in your way that's in your bloodline. If you got lust and perversion in your bloodline, you better believe the enemy is going to attack your eyes, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. And if you don't have control over your eyes, then you ain't gonna have control over your flesh. And you're gonna end up stepping out and committing adultery and stepping out of doing pornography, whatever it may be, you're gonna find yourself doing it. I ain't telling you something somebody told me. I'm telling you something I did this. And so I'm teaching you and I'm giving you the examples of what I did and how hard it was. I'm not saying this was easy. I ain't saying it's easy now. I still have to work on this. I say this all the time, day by day, situation by situation. I got to get better. I got to get better at my mental thinking. I got to get better with my heart. I got to get better with every aspect of my life. I'm not going to sit here and say, I got it. That was my delusional downfall. When I can say, I got this, no, I ain't never had it. I couldn't do nothing without Christ. That's why God says, keep your eyes on my son, because I'm here to tell you that, because if you don't, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you ain't tapped into that, if we didn't tap into that, how you feel like you're going to outbeat lust? And lust been in your bloodline for years. It's been in your bloodline since before you was even thought of. But you believe in it, you're going to beat it by yourself. So when a man tells me, nah, man, I'm good. Man, please. I know what that means. You're in trouble. My wife used to tell me that all the time. She's like, you good? I say, I'm good. Well, looks like we're going to have that problem again. Why? Because there wasn't a thinking process of what I'm going through or what I'm doing or how I'm handling the situation. So we're in this place where, how do we handle the comeback? How do we handle the new man? How do we go through this process? Then in verse 24, it says, and put the new nature, the regenerated self created in God's image, God-like, in the true righteousness and holiness. So we are literally trying to get back to who God has created us to be. And it starts with allowing Jesus Christ to rock, to stand up in us, to live in us, because we're not going to walk this thing out without him, period. Just going to be real with you. If you're thinking that you're going to do this without Christ, you thinking that you're going to make this thing without Christ, then you're going to have, you have a whole delusional problem. Being real. Lust will take you over. Your own desires will take you over. I'm talking about, you would think that this, a simple thing, like really a simple thing. Well, I desire to have the finer things in life. Now with the fine, I'm not saying that you can't have the finer things in life. But if it's God's will for you to have the finer things in life, that's what you're asking for. You're not saying, I want the finer things in life. I deserve the finer things in life. Oh, okay. Now the enemy will hit you with, by all means. You'll start doing things inappropriate. You'll start thinking inappropriate because you desire to have something. I desire to have a wife that's going such and such and such and such. Listen, I told myself, let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you what I did. And see, this, it's power in my words. And so I told y'all about that other day, the power in our words. So I told a friend of mine, right, who was in college. I told a friend of mine, he's like, man, what you going to do when we get done? He's like, man, I'm going to find me a wife, man, that's going to take care of me. I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to be the house man. Literally, it happened. I got married to my wife. That's what I was. That's what I wanted to do. I said that was, that's what I wanted to do. And that's exactly what I did. God, the desires, that wasn't God's desire. But because I desired it, I pursued it. I didn't understand how to handle responsibilities as a husband, as a father, as a man. I didn't understand that. So I was in a delusional place that I thought that that's what I needed. That's what I wanted. Jacked my whole life up because I was in a delusional place and I never dealt with delusion. I never dealt with deceit. I never dealt with any of the stuff that was causing me to not be in the image and likeness of God. So now walking through having the mind of Christ, realizing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, tapping into those scriptures and understanding those scriptures allowed me to now understand how the blood cleanses. You know, the blood is washing away the old Gerald, and there's a new creature that was born in Christ. Let me tell you something. There's new, but there's work that comes with this new. Why? Because your flesh is an enemy of God. And if your flesh ran your life for so long, what do you think is going to happen? There's a fight that's going on. And it starts right here. I remember a book, I think Joyce Meyer's wrote, The Battle of the Mind. Man, that thing's for real. That's for real. Are you winning in the mind state? Have the enemy talked to you so much and caused you to walk away, caused you to disregard your responsibilities as a husband and as a father and as a man of God, as a child of God? I pray today that these scriptures, that this floor plan, this outline allows you to see something different. I pray that it allows you to see something different, because walking this thing out is still, there's levels to this. I'm still stripping. When people say, well, if you didn't tell me your story, I wouldn't even know. I didn't even think about any of that. I wasn't thinking about that. I'm still on the work. My mind is on the work. I understand I can't play around and think that I'm good. Because it's easy to fall. It's very easy to fall. So I'm praying that each and every man, listen, y'all share this thing with somebody. Share this. Listen, my desire is for men to come back home. My desire is for men to understand the work that it's going to take to come back home. That coming back home is just the beginning part of it. It's the work that to maintain. It's the work that for you to continually to be the man that God created you to be. So wives, spouses, listen, praying for the renewed man, the regenerated man, the man that God has, that's called, that was, that he created him to be, is the prayers that I pray that you're praying for them. Not about, you know, praying that they, you know, this, and praying about, you know, what they did and all of this stuff, because God is all knowing. He already know what he did. He sent his son to pay the price for his sins. I understand that Jesus paid the price for my sins, and that I can ask for forgiveness, and I can come to him with a repentance heart, and that blood washes me whiter than snow, that the things that used to have me all spotted, now I'm clean and standing before God without a spot, wrinkle, or a blemish. But I understand the work. I understand that it takes some work. That, you see, the enemy hit me when I was younger without not having a work ethic. So if I didn't have a work ethic, I wouldn't have known. I didn't know what it was going to take to be righteousness. I ain't know what it was going to take to be holy. I ain't know what it was going to take to be a Christian. I ain't know what it was going to take to be a man of God. I ain't know what it was going to take to be a husband. I ain't know what it was going to take to be a father. That's why it took me so long, because as a child, I didn't learn the responsibility of work. I was easily to leave a job. I was easily to walk away from a job. I was easily to hate a job. I was easily not to get a job. I didn't want a job. Got married and said I was going to have a wife that was going to take care of me. So that means I didn't even want to work. So the work ethic was set up way back then. I was delusional. For me to believe that I was going to be a man that sits in the home. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying, I mean, if you sit in a home and you business owner and you running your, that's fine. But my mindset was, I wasn't working. I wasn't doing nothing. Somebody was going to take care of me. That was delusional. That was a false thing of what I thought it should be. That wasn't what God intended for my life to be. I'm the head. I'm the head. I'm supposed to run the household. But because I was out of place, because my mind wasn't renewed, my mind was not in a place where I understood it. So I'm praying right now that God is making adjustment to the minds of the heart and the minds and the hearts of these, of the men. I'm praying that the men are pursuing God's heart like David, that they have a fire and a drive and a tenacity to come before God and to repent before God, and that the blood of Jesus cleanses them. The blood of Jesus washes their sin away. The blood of Jesus allows them to stand before God without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. I thank you, Father God, for the renewing of their minds daily. I thank you, Father God, for removing all residue, removing all demonic assignments that have been set up in their bloodline now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them be let the Holy Spirit detect the things that are literally hindering them as men now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that these men that was once dead are now coming alive. I decree and declare, Father God, the new man is arising now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for a fresh wind upon them. I thank you, Father God, for a new heart and a renewing a right spirit within them now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear. Father, you didn't give them a spirit of fear. You gave them a spirit of power, love, power, and a sound mind. Now in the name of Jesus, so Father, I thank you that they're operating in a sound mind. I bind the spirit of double-mindedness. Father God, your word says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So Father, I decree and declare, Father God, that they have stability in the mind. They have stability, Father God, in their stance. Father God, they will not be wavered. Father God, you're planting them, Father God. Oh, you're planting them, Father God. You're planting them, Father God. They will not wither. They will not fall, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you that you're resurrecting these men, Father God. Oh, Father, they no longer feel like they're dead. Father God, they're no longer sounding like they're not no longer talking about their life like they're dead now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. So, Father, I thank you that they're renouncing everything that they spoke dead, Father God, but they're speaking life now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you right now for removing the scales off of their eyes. I, Father God, deliver their five senses. Allow them to see the hope of their calling. Allow them to see, Father God, the way you see them. Allow them to see themselves as the head. Allow them to see themselves as successful. Allow them to see themselves, Father God, as great men and great fathers and great husbands now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind the false look now. I bind the spirit of delusion now. In the name of deception now. In the name of Jesus, the trickery now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you. I bind that deaf and dumb spirit now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father, they will no longer be lackadaisical, Father. I thank you, Father God, for igniting a fervency in them. Now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for delivering them from the habits, Father God. All ungodly habits, all ungodly soul ties, all ungodly friendships, all ungodly communication. Father God, deliver them from people, places, and things now. Father God, detach them from these things now. In the name of Jesus, let them sever the ties with it. Let them have the strength to sever ties, Father God, with ungodly people, ungodly conversations, ungodly friendships. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let them no longer listen, Father God, to things that will cause their ears, Father God, to be swayed, Father God, to be bend toward evil and nasty conversations now. I bind lust and perversion, Father God, generational curse of lust and perversion. I bind the deceit, it that's been bloodline, that's been operating in the bloodline. So, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus cleansing the bloodline now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, cleansing the DNA, Father God, of all of perversion, all lust and perversion, all forms of fornication now. In the name of Jesus, I bind that horse spirit, that bastard spirit now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you right now, that you're moving them into a new place now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of the liar now, trying to seduce and line your way out of things now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I break it off now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you now for the truth. I thank you, Father God, that they are vessels of truth now. They are vessels of righteousness. They are vessels of holiness now. In the name of Jesus, holy and righteous men. Father, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So, Father, I thank you for ordering their steps. I thank you, Father, that these men are in right standing with you now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father, for visiting them in the midnight hour. Visit them, Father God, in the morning. Visit them now, Father God. Let them have an interaction with you. Let them have a conversation with you. Let them have an experience with you. Let them have an encounter with you now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, visit them where they are. Rest them right now, right where they are now, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of seduction, in the midst of deceit, in the midst of trouble. Father God, pull them out now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give them the exit plan. Now, in the name of Jesus, Yedebako. I speak a release over their minds now in the name of Jesus, releasing them, Father God, from the old man. And Father, I thank you that the new man is coming forth now in the name of Jesus. New way of thinking, new way of seeing, a new way of speaking, new way of walking now in the name of Jesus. I bind all forms of corruption now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bring them forth now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them have a safe place to speak. Let them have a safe place to lay their heads. Let them have a safe place, Father God. Father God, I thank you for bringing them into a safe place, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that their minds will be in a safe place now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I break them. I break out of all. I break them out of every prison, Father God, that they've placed themselves in now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the losing spirit. I bind the spirit of giving up and quitting. I bind the quitter spirit now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that these men will last and endure to the end. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind backlash and retaliation, all forms of get back now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bring these men into their rightful place. Bring them into their right minds now. in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them go back to the covenant that they not only that they made with you, but they made with their spouse now in the name of Jesus. That covenant, Father God, they'll be covenant keeping men now in the name of Jesus. Father God, they'll have a desire to keep covenant. They'll have a understanding of the work, Father God. I declare that marriage work, Father God, if they work it, I declare that they putting in the work, they desire to work, they understand the work. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, release them into the breakout season. Release them into the breakout season. Release them into the breakout season, Father God. They're breaking out of the old man and they're walking into their new. Now in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for the new men. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Listen, man, if you're having problems with the breakout, you having problems with understanding how to break out, and you need to talk about it, go to ppkglobal.org, ppkglobal.org. And I pray that this thing helps you, man. I pray that when you lay your head down, God reveals your destiny and purpose. I bind destiny pirate, destiny thief, and destiny devourer that's been trying to kill, steal, and destroy your destiny and purpose. I declare that you shall walk in your destiny and you shall reclaim your purpose now in the name of Jesus, that you will walk upright. You will walk in right standings as the man that God has created you to be in the name of Jesus. You need a mentor, go to ppkglobal.org. Man, listen, this is about understanding our role biblically. This ain't mean just talking to you and just having fun. This is us about being real. This is us about understanding our role as a man, as understanding our role biblically as a man, as a priest, prophet, and king. That's not just a bringing. That's just who I am. That's how I look at things. That's just how I look at things. So if you need some help, you can always go to it. Listen, y'all, I know. I think it's 50 some people on here. Man, share this thing with somebody. If 50 of y'all share this thing with somebody, that's 100. Share this thing. I want these men before the new year. I want men to come. I want men to be coming home. I want to be hearing testimonies of how men have literally come home, and they're coming home into a safe place. They're coming home into a place where they're not going to be badgered. They're not going to allow the Holy Spirit to be able to navigate how the conversations go. Listen, man, come on back. You got to go. You're going to have to go through it. You're going to have to go through it. You have to fix what you messed up. That's okay. Just fix it. Just put in the work. Just put in the work. It don't matter what the time limit is. This is not a 9-to-5. This is a 365, 24/7. Every day that you can breathe, every day that you get to open your eyes and see another day, you got to put in the work. Amen. All right, y'all. Hey, y'all have a blessed day. I pray that this thing bless you, stretch you, helped you, even help the spouses. But please, please share this with somebody. Share this with a friend. Share this with your group. Share this. I want men to know there's some help. There's some help. You're not in this by yourself. Men are sitting around thinking that they're the only one in this situation. And they're not. They're not. There's other men around the world that are in the same situation. And we have a Tuesday. You can go to our website on PPK Global. We have a Tuesday open forum. You can click on, you can sign up, and you can join us on Tuesdays, 8:00 Eastern Standard Time, where we have strategy meetings for men. Where we talk about these situations. We talk about the scriptures. We talk about how to win. We talk about our hurts, our pains, and how do we get past it. We giving out scripture. We ain't on here gossiping. We're not about that. We don't hear about, if you ain't got a strategy, then no, ain't nobody talking about it. We're talking about strategies. And when I say strategies, I mean scripture, and with the strategy, how you're using it to help you. That's what we are about. Amen. All right, y'all. And y'all be blessed. And remember, God really and truly loves you. And remember this, day by day, situation by situation, get better. It's going to be God or it's going to be God. I don't have a plan B. Y'all have a great day. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.